Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So many jams today, Sam. You're in your 80s
kick. No. Tell them, Sam.
Okay, fine. Scott gets to take credit for four songs all day, and it happens to be the top of the hour jams.
The top of the hour songs are always mine.
Well, you've chosen wisely, meteorologist.
Wait
Scott
till you hear the 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, good one. He says as if he hadn't already seen it.
He hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I never know what you're about to play.
Story here from CNN. The State Department said that the United States was not involved in the walkie-talkie attacks in Lebanon on Wednesday, but wouldn't say if the U.S. was aware of it or not.
Question mark.
Interesting.
Wait, didn't somebody suggest that we had prior knowledge already?
I'd be shocked if we didn't.
Okay.
Now, the U.S., keep in mind, the U.S. said they did not know about the pager attacks, which may be true, but I guarantee you they got on the phone with Israel yesterday or the day before and said, if there's something else coming, we need a heads up.
Did they page them?
No, they used a walkie-talkie.
Oh. Walkie-talkie.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today also would, or yesterday also would only say that the U.S. was not involved in that attack or the pager attacks a day prior. Okay. Earth is going to get a second moon temporarily.
Oh, tell me more.
Earth will get a second moon for about 2 months this year when a small asteroid will begin to orbit the planet.
Okay, now this is the most devastating potential space news that I have heard in my entire life.
The asteroid was discovered in August and is set to become a mini moon revolving around Earth in a horseshoe shape from September 29th, that's in 10 days, to November 25th. Researchers at the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System, literally last alert, they monitor asteroids, apparently for NASA, spotted the asteroid using an instrument in South Africa and labeled it 2024 PT5.
Sounds danger close.
Well, thank God it's small enough that it's going to be launched like a rocket and a slingshot around us, because if it were to get caught in our orbit, that would literally throw off the tides. And that's why I said this is potentially the most dangerous potential space news I've ever heard in my life.
Even danger. If it's a tiny little asteroid?
Well, how big is it? How many giraffes is it?
Well, when you how many minivans? When you say it's a second mini moon, that gives me thought that it's big enough that we can see it by the naked eye.
Earth's gravity will pull it into its orbit, and the asteroid will have negative geocentric energy, meaning that it cannot escape Earth's gravitational pull. Okay. Even after it leaves orbit, it will stay near Earth for a few months, actually making its closest approach on January 9th. How do they know this?
Oh, goody.
Math.
Math.
Yeah, really, really advanced math. You think the math that we do, addition and subtraction, is hard? Stay out of that.
Oh, it's only about 10 meters long.
It's not even like a minivan.
Two giraffes.
So we're not even going to be able to see it. It's going to be a little tiny dot in the sky.
It's a mini, mini moon.
And I'm not familiar with this guy, but he has 300 million followers on YouTube. One of the world's best-known online personalities is facing a lawsuit. Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast.
Oh.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, now we know who he's talking about.
Oh. Is a 26-year-old YouTube star with more than 300 million subscribers. He's built an empire offering huge prizes to viewers on his videos.
He is, without a doubt, the most popular, quote-unquote, influencer in the world right now.
The proposed class action lawsuit accuses Mr. Beast's production company and Amazon Studios of chronic mistreatment and sexual harassment of contestants in an upcoming reality show. The plaintiffs also claim to be considered employees, not contestants, and dispute wages in the lawsuit as well.
Okay, I don't know. I have no backing to the idea of the sexual assault claims. However, the entire premise of his skit or his shtick is that he puts people through ridiculous scenarios and videotapes them. Like trapping them in a circle for 10 straight days. And if you can survive in the circle with nothing to do for 10 days, he'll pay you like $100,000 or whatever.
Do you get food?
But then on day two, he does something weird. And then on day three, he does something weird. And like, you know, oh, we're bringing in this wrecking ball to tear down the house that we gave you inside the circle. Things like that. Like, you sign up for the torture. So I'm not really sure what they're suing on the grounds of the torture side of it, because that's kind of the whole premise. But in terms of sexual harassment, I mean, that needs to need to nip that in the bud.
Back to the asteroid story. Somebody wrote in, that's no moon. It's a space station.
Or a space canister, if you will.
Never going to let that one go.
Were you on with me the day I did that?
Yes. You know, those things that go, you know, they go in the sky. They go in the into space. What is it, like a space canister?
Spaceship?
But that's not what Scott said. In fact, Scott said space canister.
Like a rocket ship.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's like what I meant.
And I went,
I couldn't come up with the word rocket ship.
And I go, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's already begun.
What? He goes, you know, space canister, like everyone.
The thing that goes up into space, you know what it's called.
I could not remember it, man.
Do we still have that?
No, I have not been able to find it, despite my
space canister. That was a
deep dive efforts and circling back and double clicking. I have not been able to find it.
Story here from Channel 5. A 29-year-old man is in jail after he was arrested on Tuesday for charges related to child pornography. Andrew Loveson, 29 years old of Greenwood, Missouri, was arrested on September 17th, 2 days ago, according to Cass County Sheriff's. Loveson is an associate pastor at the First Baptist Church in Peculiar and has been suspended. Quoting here from a statement from the First Baptist Church in Peculiar, we are aware that Andy Loveson has been charged with two counts of promoting child pornography in the first degree. We are deeply concerned by these charges that are not condoned by the church and are strongly contrary to our beliefs. The church has been in communication with law enforcement. We'll continue to fully aid the investigation. He's been suspended from his duties at the church at this time.
This guy is the creep of all creeps, allegedly. Thank you.
Were these on his work computer?
Work and home. They served multiple search warrants, one at his house, one at the church where he works. And he allegedly admitted to not only downloading the content while at work in his office being a church, he also allegedly admitted to sending the videos out to other people that have the same creepy, nasty preferences.
I am disgusted.
Yeah. Speaking of nice warm rooms in hell.
Oh, my word.
Allegedly.
Golly Moses.
We need to put him in a space cylinder and send him into the ether.
Maybe we'll send him up to a second moon.
Oh, a second moon.
A mini, mini moon.
A mini, mini moon.
A very mini moon. If it's only 10 meters long, it's 30 feet. You know, I've heard stories. There's plenty of stories locally, even. I can think of one out in Western Shawnee where pastors have been caught up in extramarital affairs or something like that. And of course, they've got to go, right? But this, if it's true,
beyond the pale.
Downloading and then sharing child pornography.
Yeah.
Makes me want to throw up in my own mouth at a church, for God's sakes. Ugh. 913-580. On that happy note, 913-586-7798.
Good times.
Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. My name's Scott. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
I love this song.
The arm of the law is indeed long. Detectives in Lenexa believe that they have solved the homicide of a woman killed in 2005. You heard me right. 2005. Lenexa detectives flew to El Salvador this week. They are working to bring a suspect named Angel Maria Herrera back to the metro to face charges. Herrera is wanted for the killing of 30-year-old Maria Morfin Rojas. Investigators found Ms. Morfin Rojas' body in a Lenexa apartment near 77th Terrace in Quivira on September 15th, 2005. She had been stabbed to death. They knew immediately who their chief suspect was, and he was charged in absentia, I believe. The case was worked for, 19 years. And he has been found
19 years.
Yep. Officer Danny Chavez with the Lenexa Police Department joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Officer, welcome. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, guys. Good to be with you.
Man, who did not give up on this case?
You know, this case really highlights a tremendous team effort led by one of our detectives who, believe it or not, was the detective on the case 19 years ago. And one of the challenges when you're dealing with something that is this old is, you know, officers and detectives retire, they relocate, they move on, they get out of the industry. But in this case, we were dealing with somebody who did not give up on this case and, got the guy locked up.
I'm always curious when somebody is found in a foreign country, which obviously El Salvador is, how is it, without giving away any technique necessarily, but how is it that they're just found? Are they arrested on something else and then their name is put in some sort of international database and it pops up that he's wanted for murder in Lenexa, Kansas, of all places?
Yeah, believe it or not, I mean, obviously, you know, in dealing with a case like this where someone did tragically lose their life, that becomes a higher priority even at an international level than even other types of serious crimes. But you are at the mercy of dealing with that foreign government's you know, the folks in charge there, whether or not they're going to cooperate with the United States extradition. So,
but he was originally, I'm sorry to interrupt you, officer, please continue. Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Well, yeah, in this case, he was actually arrested in April of 2023 in El Salvador. You know, took this long for the extradition process to work its way through. But ultimately that happened yesterday when we took him into custody in that country and flew him here to Olathe late last night. So, yeah, there are definitely some factors involved. One of them is that country going to cooperate with us?
Was this suspect always a suspect from the get-go?
Yeah, he was identified early on as having or being involved in a relationship with our victim. And so through the interview of, you know, people who knew Ms. Morfin Rojas and other bits of evidence we were able to gather, he was identified early on. However, we believe that he actually was already out of the country before we were called to investigate this case.
Now, when the officers or detectives go down to El Salvador, do they fly commercial? Do you take a chartered plane? How do you bring somebody back?
Yeah, well, I don't want to get too much into that. I'll just say that our detective, who, like I said, has been on the case since 2005, was accompanied by federal agents. And they flew down there and a transfer of custody took place. and they flew safely back to the United States late last night, where Mr. Herrera was booked into the Johnson County Jail at about 1 o'clock this morning.
If you were a betting man, is this one of the longest cases the Lenexa PD has had?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 19 years is a long time. And
yeah,
you think about someone who's been the victim of any crime. And if your car's stolen, if your home's been broken into, I mean, every day is an eternity as long as that case is open and a suspect is out there on the loose somewhere. So 19 years, and we think about the victim's family and those that knew her and loved her, that's a long time. But, you know, again, credit to detectives, our federal friends, the district attorney's office, the crime lab. This was not a case that we were going to give up on.
I hope that the main detective is like patting himself on the back right now. At least I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. I can assure you he is. And
good for him.
I haven't had a chance to speak to him today, but can only imagine the feeling of getting to put those handcuffs on and bring him to face justice here in our country and here in our community.
When Herrera was arrested in 2023, were you guys made aware of it then, or did you just recently find out?
We were made aware of it then.
And then, so then this obviously long, dare I say, drawn out process of extradition must begin, because it took 2 years before you guys were able to get permission, if you will, to take him out of El Salvador.
Correct. And that's where we want to give credit to our, you know, our peers in the federal agencies working with them to open those doors to allow us to, you know, work with El Salvador to be able to handle that extradition.
I was just going to say, what's El Salvador like in terms of extradition? I don't know anything about, you know, Central America countries.
Yeah, well, that would be two of us. So that's why we lean on our friends. And governments change, right? I mean, governments change and their policies and practices can change, and whether or not the degree they're cooperating with the United States government at the time. I'm sure there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but, you know, we give credit to our federal friends for opening that door for us.
How long after the murder did he flee the country? Do we have a timeline on that?
He fled the country, we believe, a few days, well, before we were tipped off. So we were sent to this apartment just to investigate suspicious activity because somebody noticed that the door was open to the apartment. And our officers went to investigate an open door and sadly found Miss Morphin stabbed to death. And as we begin investigating, we come to find that he had fled probably a few days prior to the homicide. So, yeah, he probably left pretty quickly after the homicide took place.
Hmm. Do you know, and maybe this is above all of our pay grades, do you know if he had a job down in El Salvador, had started a family or something, married?
Yeah, I can't really speak to what he's been doing for the last 19 years. You know, initially he fled into Mexico, so how much time he spent in what particular country, no, it's not something I could really speak to, what life's been like for him.
Well, Officer Danny Chavez, congratulations to the department and certainly
yes.
to the detective who would not give up. And, you know, assuming that this ends in a conviction, another congratulations as well.
19 years. Impressive.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Be well. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. That's Officer Danny Chavez with the Lenexa Police Department. You know, I'm sure this detective in Lenexa was just sitting by the phone waiting for a call someday that never came. And I'm sure he didn't work every day on this case. I mean, there's only so many leads you can follow, and we know who we're looking for. We just don't know. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. And then one day, phone rings. Hello, Detective so-and-so. Yeah, we've got your man down here in El Salvador.
In custody. Yeah.
And then you have to wait 2 years until you can get him out. Man. 913-586-7798. What an incredible case. And what an incredible ending to this tragic case is what I should have said. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Next hour, new study finds you remote workers don't really do work all day.
Huh.
What?
I wonder why the employers want their employees to come back to the office.
Oh, if I were Amazon, I'd be ticked. Because they have, what, 3 days in and 2 days off, and now it's back, at, as of January 2nd, it's five days back in the office.
Why would you be so upset? You're employed. You go to your place of employment.
Hey, you're starting to sound like me in there.
No, Sam, I've always agreed with it.
Now, by the way, I think he was saying that Amazon, the company, is upset.
Oh, I thought you meant like Amazon employees would be upset.
No, Amazon, the company, is mandating that all employees are back in the office 5 days a week.
Now, I did find it ironic when Zoom decided to require their employees to come back into the office.
Is that true? Is that
Yes, Zoom is a fully in-office company. As the company that sells the product that makes it so you can work remote.
Wow. America's relationship, speaking of work, America's relationship with work has been tenuous lately. Remember the wave of quiet quitting in 2022? In surveys over the past couple of years, Gallup researchers have found only about a third of U.S. workers feel engaged with their jobs. It is a concern for companies and the economy. Fortunately, researchers have identified a fairly simple solution. Recognize your employees' achievements. Meaningful feedback changes how people feel about their work, according to Misha Ann Martin, who is the Senior Director of People Analytics at the HR software firm WorkHuman. Across a number of industries, employees who received high-quality recognition on the job were 45% less likely to have left the job between 2022 and 2024. Says Martin, it's all about catching good behavior as it happens. In other words, make your employees, especially your good ones, feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Feel like they are doing a good job. With a that a boy or that a girl.
Or a good job today, Sam.
Yeah.
Or here's a 12% raise.
Who says good job today, Sam, every night?
You do most nights. And then sometimes when you don't say it, I'm like, did I do something wrong today? But then I know you were just busy and had to leave.
So self-conscious.
I know.
So
I know.
Insecure.
I know.
Needy.
Insecure.
I know. Just.
Wow.
If insecurity were gold, man, I'd have a yacht.
And that's why when Scott says, good job, Sam, I always go, it was adequate, Sam.
Did the league minimum.
I don't want you to get a big head.
Tear so me I'm down, like, Peg.
Adequate at best.
I
not
appreciate it.
Above par, not below par, just par.
I'd hate to get an ego.
Okay, well, can we talk about how you're up for best radio personality?
Here we go again.
Best radio personality in the pitch? I think
just Google the Pitch KC Best of 2024. Click on People and Places. Go on down to Best Local Radio
I voted
Personality
for you this morning.
And vote on your favorite, ladies and gentlemen.
I voted for you this morning.
I voted for you this morning, too. I vote for you every morning.
So if anyone else
wins, it's not because of us.
The Dana and Parks program makes up half of the list
of best radio personalities,
and that is an honor.
On a serious note, that really is an honor. That really is. Never in a million years did I think four of the eight nominees would be associated with this program. I mean, that is a huge, humbling compliment.
When Dana and Scott and I tell the listening public to go vote for you, you're going to win. I would start writing your acceptance speech right now.
Listen to this, especially for those of you in healthcare. This is from CNN, but it's for all of us, really. The U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other high-income country. The U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other high-income country. But a new report suggests that Americans are sicker, die younger, and struggle to afford essential health care compared with the other nine. With the other eight. Compared with nine other high-income nations. No, I was right, nine. The United States ranked last overall this year with a lower life expectancy and higher rates of death and disease despite spending the most big time on health care. And I would assume that this is per capita.
As long as we are treating the symptoms and not the problems,
yeah,
we will maintain that throne.
Yeah, I'm assuming this has to be done per capita because obviously of the other nine nations, we're the most populous.
Of course, yeah.
The three top performing countries in the report were Australia, Holland, and the United Kingdom. Says Dr. Joseph Bettencourt, president of the Commonwealth Fund, this report reveals that our health system is continuing to lag far behind other nations when it comes to meeting our citizens' basic health care needs. The U.S. spends more on health care than any other country. And Americans are sicker. They die younger. They struggle to afford essential health care. We spend the most and we get the least for our investment. Now, how is that possible?
Never mind.
Go ahead. Sam, this isn't an opinionated talk show. Please have
an
opinion.
Well, there's this theory called Big Pharma, and insurance is in on it, and the pharmaceutical companies are in on it. And I alluded to it a second ago where we fixate on treating the symptom. Treating the symptom is profitable. Treating the problem, which would take away the symptom, which would take away the money from treating the symptom, is something that we avoid. Because these companies are looking at their stock and they want their stock to go up. And I genuinely believe that there are ways that they have figured out to treat certain illnesses that they may or may not decide not to tell us about because there's a whole lot more money in treating the symptom than the problem.
I would like to think that I'm a relatively healthy person, but have you guys seen me the last couple of days?
Yes, we have.
I threw out my back on Sunday.
I was like, going to ask you what was going on. You're hobbling like Scott Parks in there.
I mean, that's not as bad as Scott, but still, I throw out my back like maybe once a year. But you guys, Sunday, it went kink, kink, and I folded like a cheap card table. Like, I really thought, this is it. This is how it's going to end. Me on the couch, unable to move. And I went to the chiropractor Monday and he was like, oh, Went to the chiropractor yesterday. He's like, I think you have polio. That's great. So tomorrow, dry needling. It's gotten that bad.
What?
I know. I have
no way.
Way.
No it's, way.
It is a DEFCON 1 situation. And that is why I'm hobbling around here. So,
by the way, I have since fixed my neck tension since you suggested that they should shove a 14-inch needle into the side of my neck.
It's not 14 inches. Don't be dramatic. But yeah, tomorrow dry needling because we are now at DEFCON 1 and I'm not getting any better. I'm not getting any worse, but I'm not getting any better. And I'm tired of walking around like Quasimodo.
Here's the list. Australia is number one. The Netherlands, UK, New Zealand, France, Sweden, Canada, Switzerland, Germany, US. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not saying I'm advocating for this, we are the only one on that list without socialized medicine.
Which is true, and which is a fair argument until you look at the fact that you can walk into any hospital and get service right now if you need it.
And you can't over there? This story indicates...
No, you can. That's what I'm saying. The argument is that we don't have access to medicine because we don't have socialized medicine, except for the fact that if you walk into a hospital and say, hey, I need help, they legally have to help you. It might cost you a whole lot, but legally they have to help you.
You guys, when was the last time you were like, it was, you know, a DEFCON 1 situation? Like you were sick and had to go to urgent care or the emergency room or something. Like mine was, I think within the last probably 3 years, I had a wicked spider bite, like brown recluse, and I had to go to the emergency room. But other than that.
Never.
Well, of course, there was the car accident many years ago, but probably in 2007 or 8. And you, colonoscopies don't count, right?
No.
Because I've had 1,000 of them. In 2008, I developed a polyp on my vocal cords.
That's your moneymaker.
I know. And I noticed my voice was changing. I was breathing differently. Like I would start a sentence and have to take a quick breath like that. And it was, the breath was clearly audible. I was having to really struggled to force air into my lungs. And I went to the doctor and they stuck this camera on a cord
up my
nose. Yeah, scope. And he pulls it out and he says, you've got a polyp on your vocal cords. So he put me on steroids, thinking it might go away. Mm-hmm. That turned me into a raging lunatic.
The steroids did?
Oh, my word.
Oh, my.
Oh, I was so angry. And I'm not an angry guy. And I called the doctor's office. I said, let's go for surgery. And I was like, who's the actor in,
Harvey Firestein?
No, Brad Pitt's in it. It's a Western. His dad couldn't speak and had to write on a chalkboard that hung around his neck. Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. But so I was not allowed to talk.
For how long?
For 2 weeks.
What?
My wife at the time was probably thrilled.
Oh, yes, she was.
So what I did was, you know, while she was at work, I would do the grocery shopping and stuff. And I wrote down on a little reporter's notebook so I could show it to people anytime I went out shopping or something. I'm sorry, please don't think me rude. I've just had surgery on my vocal cords and I'm not allowed to talk. And I would show it to the cashier right before they checked me out.
You wrote that like...
Something from the fall. Legends of the Fall.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, text line. Anthony Hopkins. Yes, that's right.
So you wrote this entire manifesto on this little piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Please don't what?
Please don't think me rude. I just had surgery on my vocal cords and I'm not allowed to talk for 2 weeks. My wife is thrilled.
Do you think they assume that every mute person is rude?
I didn't say that, Sam.
Okay. Also, just to be a conspiracy theorist for another second and a half, we eat horribly.
True.
Horribly in this country. And if you take a look at the list of things that other countries ban from food products and our list of things that we ban from food products, one of those lists is a mile long. The other is not as long.
If you're
I bet you can figure out which is which.
I told you both. I had a day yesterday, and after the show, I went and ate my feelings, and I went and had all the tacos. So yeah, speaking of eating crap, I know it was not healthy. But what is your if you're in your feelings, like most women are, eat chocolate or sweets or whatever, what's your eat your feelings, Sam?
I'm so weird. I love vegetables.
Okay.
He does.
I don't.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in, the United States of the top 10 richest countries in the world. The United States spends the most on healthcare, but finishes dead last in the outcome of that healthcare. What gives? 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. A lot of people agreeing with you on the text line there, Sammy boy.
Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
The people have spoken and they agree with you, Samuel.
By the way, from 7375 physician here, this person claims, an uncomfortably large percentage of the money spent on healthcare goes to healthcare administration and insurance companies, both of which are the product of a capitalistic healthcare system. And the insurance system and its lobby are largely responsible for the mess that the healthcare system is in today. They know how to pay their congressmen, so very little changes. Most changes that are made are to the benefit of the insurance companies, which makes their pockets deeper and thus the negative continuing circle.
7375, I love you.
Jennifer in North Kansas City.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was just telling Sam, I totally agree with him. I think, and what you were just talking about, the insurance companies add so much cost to our health care that it's ridiculous, and there is no added value, whereas if it was socialized medicine, you would not have that cost. In addition, I do think Big Pharma, why is it we pay so much more for the drugs here than other companies pay for the drugs in their country? It's because of all of the lobbyists that allow us to do that. You know, it's ridiculous, quite honestly. But I have to say, I do think the quality, as far as the people that are in healthcare, are good people and probably a much higher quality than some of the other countries. And that's primarily because, think about how many people come to the United States to get their education from a medical standpoint. I do think that's, but then you get insurance and Big Pharma that just totally blow it out of the water. And a lot of people, doctors, nurses, people I know are getting out of the medical field because they just can't make money because of all of those other costs.
Well, if they can't make money, why is it so expensive?
They're not the ones making the money is what she's saying.
Okay, but I understand. But I mean, you've heard the old adages. You go into a hospital and you have let's say you have surgery or whatever, and nurse comes in and, how are you feeling today? I'm fine, but I've got a headache, and they give you a Tylenol or whatever.
At $3,000.
Well, it's not that much, but it's expensive. It's more than one little Tylenol tablet actually costs. So why is that's the hospital system right there charging that amount? That's not an insurance company that's charging $30 for a Tylenol.
There really is no one entity to blame. There is a trait, and that's greed. Greed is to blame. And I agree with her. I think we have some of the best doctors in the world, but it's really hard to take off running when you've got shackles around your ankles that will only let you walk.
Alice in Kansas City, not Hi, implying Alice. That they're in prison.
Hey, I know my daughter has a friend in Canada, and I know some people in the UK, and yes, their health care might be cheaper and supposedly the quality is better, but I really wonder if this survey asked the people how satisfied they were with it. Because I know in the UK that you have to go, they don't cover a lot of things. So then you have to go to a private doctor anyways, and the cost is all on you. And I don't know, I don't think that takes into account the cost because that's not through the national health system that they have. And, you know, there's a lot of things that they just don't treat. Like, we give medication for ADHD. Well, I don't necessarily totally agree with that, but some people really need it. And they absolutely don't. There are a lot of things that...
Do you know, hang on, Alice, do you know that for a fact?
I do know that for a fact. And there's a lot of other, like, surgical procedures that we consider really important that they don't.
All right, I got to stop you there. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Quick break. I will step off my conspiracy theory bandwagon for the rest of the show.
Thanks, Alice.
Wow. You're going to be able to go another 60 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Just fine.
Lies.
Lies.
Lies all around
me. Blasphemer!
It's a herd of lies. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in about 2 minutes. Sam Stevie, that's Michael Mackey. My name's Scott. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana and Parks Podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.